Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
An extremely popular music app switches gears using new technology. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Shazam, the app we all reach for when an unfamiliar song comes playing on the radio, may soon be known for something else, distributing and promoting music. The company is testing new waters in a very interesting way, and here to tell us all about it is Wall Street Journal reporter Hannah Karp. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, thanks.
So Shazam is known very specifically for identifying songs and quickly. But I understand they're making a bit of a left turn and doing something entirely different. Can you tell us about their latest plans?
Yeah, so they are for the first time getting involved in an album release with an artist. Until now, Shazam has mainly been an app for people who want to figure out what song is playing on the radio or in a store restaurant where they are, and you press the Shazam button and it tells you in a matter of seconds what you're listening to.
Right.
And it gives you a lot of information about it. But now they are doing more visual Shazam features where you can take a picture or scan an image and then access content, audio content on the app that may not even be playing where you are. They have just partnered with the singer-songwriter Ray LaMontagne, and they sent out some postcards watermarked with a Shazamable image.
Okay.
Recipients of the postcards could Shazam the postcard and then get some unreleased tracks from the album that's coming out on March 4th. It's a first in terms of promoting an album from its release.
I mean, okay.
They've had artists release content, some other pieces of content through the app, maybe live shows or kind of random tracks, but nothing that they've gotten behind to really push out there.
I'm curious what the thinking is behind this move. What would make a company that's known for something so specific to make such a shift like this? It seems like a very deliberate idea.
I think part of it is that they are hoping to generate more money from brands and sponsorships. They're using this as a model for something that you could do if you were a consumer product company. You could let consumers Shazam your product and then reward them with some piece of content through the app. So it's a way to incentivize use of a product. And the other piece is that they have, 120 million users a month, I think it is, but they now want to get people to stay on the app longer.
And right.
The genius of Shazam is that it works very, very fast, and they've gotten it to work even faster, but they don't want users to disappear right after they Shazam the song. So they're trying to get people more engaged with the app, and a key way to do that is to have musicians engage them.
So could other music apps that might want to try a new angle, do you see conceivably these types of companies following suit?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of artists would love to do this. I mean, artists are constantly looking for new and creative ways to market their music. You know, it's increasingly tough to fight through all the noise. So this is a good avenue, and the Shazam app is extremely popular. So it's a great avenue. I think you'll see a lot of bands try to do similar things.
Do you think that it just kind of speaks to where we're at, this weird place in music and the digital world?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the streaming digital music space is just becoming increasingly more competitive, and, you know, music fans only have so much time in the day, so, you know, you can't use a million different music apps all at once, so it's really becoming a fight for their time and attention. And so I think the key is having, you know, artists on board. So if artists
right.
are you know, releasing exclusive content on your app, that's a big advantage that you have.
Very interesting. Hannah Karp, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts online at wsj.com/podcasts. And stay up to date with the very latest by following us on Twitter at wsjpodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.